All right, let's do this thing, huh? Why not? What else are you going to do today? You're up, you're listening, you want to get motivated, inspired, you want to find some tips and some ideas and some tricks. I'm going to give you some truths today, if that's okay. I learned these a long time ago. They showed up in my Face Your Passion program about, 11, 12 years ago now? Wow, hard to believe. And it has stuck ever since. It's just fantastic. So that's today's show. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Positive, upbeat, realistic, yeah. Scott Logic guiding the way, powering this podcast every single day, looking at the world, saying this works, that doesn't, do this. Pretty much what it is. I know it's more fun to do that than this sometimes, but it's okay. That's it. Everything in moderation, a few things in excess, like me at Bike Week the last couple of weeks. No, I'm a good boy. I am. I just go hang out and be a good guy and have a good time revving up my motorcycle. People say, Scott, why do you rev your Harley Davidson? Why do you rev it up at the stoplight? Why do you Harley guys rev your motorcycle? Answer, because we can. That's why we put those big pipes on that thing. Because loud pipes save lives. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Good to have you here today. If you're just joining us for the first time, and whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 days a week we do the show, and there's always somebody new dropping in saying, and basically like they think, what the hell is this thing? I'll give it a shot. We'll see. I don't know. Where's this thing going? I mean, he's like, okay, I can give it 9 or 10 minutes, but it seems like he's not going to get there. And then you listen, you go, well, he did. I know. It's a magical thing. And if you get it, you get it. It'll change your life in so many ways. And if you don't get it, that's perfectly fine. There are all kinds of people you do get. So I appreciate you being here anyway. What is today? Thursday? Yes, it is. No commercials? Are you serious? The Daily Boost podcast with no commercials. It used to always be that way, but then times change. We had to pay the bills. But there is a way to do it. And there's whispering going on around how to do it. Next week, we'll stop whispering. Some of you already know how. Next week, y'all know how. Okay, so motivational laws you shouldn't break. Specific actions, thoughts, feelings, they have revealed themselves to be the truth over time. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. When I first began to do this kind of work years and years ago, and I think I've always been doing the work, ever since I was 24, 25 years old, I've been learning, I've been studying, I worked at the Motivation radio station in Pompano Beach, Florida for a while, and I pretty much followed the path. When I got into this world, I was in my late 30s, and I said, yeah, I just kind of want to do something different, I want to do this, and I actually started teaching kickboxing. I was in a facility, in a gym, teaching. That's what I was doing. I was doing the physical fitness thing, and believe it or not, I was. And what was interesting about it was I just recognized something. I recognized the people that were in that room that were working out and in the group fitness world with me, they weren't the ones who needed the help. It was people that had not made it to the gym yet. It was those people. And that's where this thing started. That's why it was called Motivation to Move. It was about that, getting you to the gym. And now it's about getting you everywhere. But over time, up to that point, and even now, I have learned certain things that work. I've become to call them my top 10 motivational list of things that work. I know we do the fancy stuff around here, don't we? So let's count them down. Face Your Passion happened in 2011. It was my first large personal development program that I put out, and it really changed a lot of lives. Although looking back on it today, it's like hot mess. I'm going to do it again someday. I'm working on it right now. But here's the top 10. Purpose and passion. Everybody's always asking about purpose and passion. Where does it come from? From clarity of thought. When you clearly know what you want to do, purpose and passion arrive. Huh? Wait a second, Scott. I have no idea what I want to. I get it. But here's the thing. When you get clear on something, have you ever noticed how quickly you go after it? And so you got to chase it down sometimes. You just have to chase a lot of things. But you've done it before. When suddenly you know what you're going to do and you just find yourself doing it, that's clarity kicking in. And it takes you down a purposeful road, because even if it's not your ultimate life purpose, it was your purpose for that moment in time, wasn't it? It's something you like to do. So if you want to really live on purpose and with passion, then focus on your clarity in life and that you're going after the things you think about and find important in your life. It'll change everything. Purpose and passion begin with acceptance that you can do it, that you want to do it, that life can change, that it's within you to do it, that you have all the tools, you have all the talent, all the energy to get it done. It's getting rid of the limiting belief and accepting that you can make it happen. When you finally do that, even if you don't believe it at first, when you accept that it's up to me, if it's to be, it happens. Faith and courage power transformation. A lot of folks don't know what to say about that, but I've learned over time that they're kind of, the people who actually get what they want in life, they develop a great faith that it's going to happen. They just believe. I'm talking about God or anything like that. They have a great faith that they're going to get what they want if they stay the course. They've also summed up an incredible amount of courage to do it. Sometimes it takes a lot to break into something that's the unknown or something that's not what you have ever done before or something that's going to uproot everything. So faith and courage are key here. Part of my job, a big part of my job when I'm working with clients, is to give them the faith and the courage, hold that space for them while they go do it. That's part of my job here too. The secret is within you. One of my favorite sayings around here all the time is, what would Scott do? And I ask my clients that all the time. I said, listen, if in doubt, if Google doesn't give you the answer, if ChatGPT doesn't give you the answer, if you can't find the answer someplace, if it's not on Netflix binging some documentary that makes you fall asleep every time you watch it, you just have to stop and recognize that, okay, you've been around for a while. You learned a few things. You're smart. And if you trust yourself a little bit, you know you're going to do it your way anyway, right? You are going to do it your way. You're not going to do it somebody else's way. You're going to do it your way. That's what we do. So the secret to getting what you want in life is inside of you. When you accept that you are going to do it your way and that you will find a way and you've done it before and you'll do it again, then you got all the power in the world. There's nobody that can give you anything. You've got it all. Some doors must close before others open. Mm-hmm. Man, the old advice used to be, well, don't close that door yet. Go make sure you got one open first. I poo-pooed that advice from the time I was 16 years old. I said, I'm going to slam that door shut because I'll find another one to open. Sometimes you got to shut it. Sometimes you got to quit that bad job to go find a good job. Sometimes you got to bail on that raunchy, rank relationship you've got. I just said all those words because it had R's in it. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you got to be tough. Sometimes you got to slam that door shut before the other will open. Strong values create strong passions. Well, some people these days, I think, it's funny these days. I think it's always been this way. There are folks who have very strong values about who they are. Values are your inner GPS. Values guide you. When you know what you value in life, your rules for living, not anybody else's rules, your rules, you become very passionate about living that way. Some people do it, some don't. Usually what happens when you have a clash is because somebody actually does do that and the others don't, and there's a clash. Goals are the heartbeat of your life. Now, I'm not a biggest believer in goal setting. I believe I have a couple of goals around. I don't live and breathe by goals every single day. I do believe they are powerful. They will guide you. And I think there's a really point in life when goals are going to drive you to a certain place. But for the most part, I'm outcome-based. I look at it a little bit differently. I look at being purpose-driven, and it either fuels me or it doesn't. If it's driving me in the direction I want to go, then the things I'm going to do are going to be what I like to do, and that's going to make me happy. So I say goals are the heartbeat of your life. So I believe that if you have a goal, an outcome, a purpose, every single day, the stuff you do should drive that beat. Simple as that. Don't do stuff that's not going to drive the beat. Emotions plus logic equal change. You're an emotional person. You are. You're going to be that way. Right now, if you're responding to me, it's one of two ways. You're very emotional and you're pondering what I'm saying, trying to figure it out, or you're very logical, trying to figure it out. Either way, it doesn't matter. If you're emotion, you're going to get to logic. If you're logic, you're going to get to emotions. The emotional people are going to be the first to kind of fall into this and begin to think about it. The logical people might come along tomorrow or the next day. In any case, it's going to change. Logical people, sometimes I'll change my languaging if I want to talk to you directly. The second to the last in my list here is momentum is the result of planning. Sometimes you think momentum is what gets you going. Yeah, got it. Yay, boom, broke through. Here I go. Got momentum now. But boy, I tell you what, the planning, the habitual behaviors, the things that you do every single day are what is going to keep your momentum going. And why do you want to keep momentum going? Because it's so gosh darn hard to get it going. Try to start another diet someday. Try to get to the gym someday. Try to start doing something new any day. Try to start saving money, start paying bills, whatever. The momentum, to get to momentum, is very difficult to do. Is it any easier to keep in momentum? Slightly. Slightly. Gotta always keep pushing it. Finally, kind of the whole reason for this show, everything happens when something happens. And sit around wishing and hoping and praying for it to happen. But until you get off your butt, make a phone call, send an email, get out and talk to somebody, do something, nothing's going to happen. But when you do, everything happens. Years ago, there used to be a movie theater ad that ran, and it was for running ads at the movie theater, and they ran it for local business. And the big meme was, what happens when you don't advertise? Nothing. Same thing that happens when you don't do something in your life to move forward. Now, you are kind of sort of doing it today by listening to this show. I'll give you a little bit of extra credit for that. But if you do nothing after this show, then it's been time wasted. So whatever you want to do in life, you know I got your back on that. That's all I want you to do. That's all I hope for, that you'll get what you want and that you'll move closer toward it today and a little bit closer tomorrow. And you'll show up here and everywhere with the only goal of getting what you want in life. That's all I want for you. That's it. If I can move you in that direction, man, that's moving. All right, come on to tomorrow. How to stop letting your emotions sabotage yourself. Oh, we hear that a lot. It's a simple trick. It's going to take you some practice, but I'll give you the thing to pay attention to that will get you in control of your emotions. If you would like to, yeah, you want that? Okay, cool. We can do that. Coming back on a Friday. I'll see you at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook as well.